Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Hi, my name is Randy. I would like to welcome each and every one of you to this episode of Infotainment. And for those that celebrate the 4th of July, I hope you have a safe and festive one. Luckily, I saw some outdoor music and fireworks last night because it is very warm here. Don't feel like going out.
In the midnight hour. Yell more, more, more. With a rebel yell, yell more. I think I heard that song about three times by three different bands.
Not all at once. This would have been including the Beach Bash on July 3rd, and the windsurfing regatta held in Worthington, Minnesota. And I know some bands double up in the same AC/DC song also. But the band last night at the Beach Bash was called Dirty Word, and they did a variety of different things. They did a Michael Jackson song. They did Let's Dance by David Bowie. Who else? Stevie Wonder, Shania Twain, Whitney Houston, Purple Rain, which was really cool. But nobody does that like Prince. I like that Billy Idol tune, but maybe not that much. None of them tried White Wedding, which I'm not sure the title of all those things, but it was kind of funny. They would start a tune. I know they started a Stevie Nicks song, which I wish they would have completed. But then they'd switch it up into a different song. And I'm kind of like, why don't you finish the Stevie Nicks song? They even did a Men at Work song, Who Can It Be Now? Which is kind of unusual. You don't usually hear that one. They were kind of, they had some... a couple of good albums, I believe. And when I was thinking of Billy Idol, I was thinking also of Billy Squire. But I think MTV, something about the videos kind of messed up his career or something. I don't remember it. But I do remember the four original VJs back when MTV, when the M did stand for music. Let's see, what was I gonna... Oh, yeah, when I was talking about... when I did that rendition of Billy Idol's song in the little kid's voice, I would have used the Voice Disguiser or the Monster voice, but it would have been quite a bit harder to understand, and you gotta kinda do it like talking to a computer. Slow and pronounce it very well. And it is also true of podcasting. I found out that people start out strong and then their voice trails off, and I see that happening with my voice too. I guess it doesn't matter which way you go. I'm trying to figure this thing out. It's just a bear. I went to almost five pages at the last smart pad. It would stall before it loaded the sound effect. And I tried to load different ones, and that didn't work. And I went to another space to try to load one, and that didn't work. For those of you tech heads who have been having problems with the Rodecaster Pro 2, I feel for you. The streamers and the hardcore gamers who are actually making money. It looks like you guys are not happy with the new routing table for the 1.0.5 beta version software firmware download. And is kind of confusing me too. And that's what's going to, I think, be a problem. What I'm having is like there's too many places to change settings for one different thing. And once you do it one place, it affects it another place. And I think, I hope not. I don't think it will, but once this routing table gets refined and stuff, you know, I hope it doesn't affect what I do with the machine, because for a while there, I left pretty much everything. I have a very simple setup, and I bought this for the potential for using it for other things that I've got in my head as far as live streaming and, not gaming. I'm not a gamer. I might go on Twitch and live stream, watch the worst player ever. I've never tried Grand Theft Auto or Call of Duty, and that's probably 5 years ago. That was something for the hardcore gamers to look at. They're probably on to other things. But those guys have to, I mean, they route stuff 500 different places, and they want to know where it, I mean, if you're always constantly monitoring your board or your all your gear, when do you have time to play the game? I mean, I guess once you set it up, then you know it's good. You know your game audio is going to a mix, and what you need to go to your final mix is going there, and what you need to go to your stream / recording. One guy was looking at this routing table. It's pretty funny. It's over an hour live stream, so he is live streaming. They have been live streaming with the Rodecaster Pro 2, and some people have promoted this product while Rode itself has been promoting this product as live streaming and gaming solution, because you can hook up two computers and now some of these guys, well, I'm going back to Go XLR or Beacon because this is just too confusing. And this guy says, well, the developers of it, you know, they think that the developers are, and he goes, they think in a lot different terms than the interface guys, what they want. And he said, well, I used to do this, and I would develop interface, and here's what I want. No, here's what I want to use. Here's the next step, where it should go, and blah, 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 and give it to the developers, and then they would work that, and then they would know what to do. But he said, oh, I think Rode is just letting the developers, the audio, well, those guys think in coding. They don't, they're not looking at the end user. And they think that, well, they could, the Rodecaster Pro 2 could have a whole market and knock a lot of stuff down, you know, like the Go XLR and the Beacon. Because I guess Go XLR is not Apple compatible at the moment. And my problem is, well, one of the guys talking said that most of his problems have been with the Windows 10 going in and setting, you know, now I got my microphone set to chat, and now I can put it to main, too. Before I had it all main through the system, because at this time, I'm just recording into Audacity. I don't have the solid-state drive or the micro SD card, which I will never use again. I will use a drive because I've thought I had the SD card in one spot, and then I lost it. And I had to work around the fact that I had problems getting the thing out of the machine because I'd never worked with that particular card before. And it's a pain in the butt working with a SIM card enough for me from a phone, putting it into an unlocked phone. Oh, there we got some nice creaking from my chair, which shouldn't be there. Maybe that's what adds those little spikes I've been talking about. I've told people on some of the podcasting forums about it that help people out with audio issues. Hopefully Rode straightens this all out for at least most of the people's concerns. And they think they're going to help out the streamers and the gamers and all those people first. I'm not a streamer as of yet, which I may foray into someday when I get a handle on OBS and ASIO drivers and all that. And I don't know. Right now, I only have my phone as a camera, and I don't feel like spending an enormous amount of money on a SLR video camera right now, and ring lights and all that you need for all this. But I was looking at one guy. Oh my God, he had like six monitors, and sometimes I need audio to go here, and I need this to pause, and I need that for a Zoom meeting, and sometimes I don't like wearing my the old timery cans, which we now call some terminology for headphones that the old time radio guys use, the cans. But the cans from Rode are very nice, the NTH-100s. And we'll say also my tinnitus is driving me crazy. I hear it through my headphones. And it's very hard to describe what I'm hearing. It's not a buzz exactly. Kind of like a tire that's constantly losing area. Psst. I've asked people around. At first I thought it was the piping in this building, but nobody else seems to hear it. So I think that's what the problem is there. But hopefully that Rode will put the right software in there to satisfy most of the users. For now, I think I'm getting a handle on this a little bit. And I creaked my chair again. I need to get a better chair. The one fucking problem I was having was with the smart pads. Not sound pads anymore. They're smart pads. Was trying to load some of my own sound effects, and it would stall loading some of them. It all seemed to be looking at the, it looks like I'm going a little too hot somewhere. But the smart pads, it always seemed to be the end smart pad on the page would, well, no, I guess it was at various times, but it would stall in loading them and wouldn't go any further. And what I did was I would shut down Road Central, wait a few minutes, and then I would go back to it and try that same sound effect again on the Rodecaster Pro 2 and load it again, and then it would zip it right over there, which seems to be a little bug. But I don't want to make this a total tech show for the Rode product line. But if I do add anything, probably I'm going to try out Sweetwater. I've been going through B&H. I think Sweetwater gives you a warranty for a certain period. I might try that. I might get the $50 piece of plastic to cover the Rodecaster Pro 2. Why don't I just call it the Pro 2? It's kind of confusing because I'm using the Rodecaster Pro 2 along with the Procaster microphone on a PSA 1 boom arm. I might get a Visa mount. I've seen some other streamers, gamers, that have it just on a mic stand with the little screw port on the back of the Pro 2. And when they try different functions, the thing would wobble a little bit. I don't really want any wobbling. But you have to have a pretty decent heavy-duty mic stand. As it does have a little weight to it. The Pro 2, I mean. They also have a Visa mount, so you can put it. If anything, I would put it in some sort of tray. I think there is one that lifts it off the desk, and it's for like their actually using their laptops for, and I guess it fits pretty perfectly in those. Either that or get it on an arm or with a Visa mount. What I like is to be able, if I wasn't in an apartment and I had sturdy, more sturdy walls, I would mount a swing arm like you see in hotels, and that you could twist your TV anywhere, pull it out. But then maybe you'd have to get it the right height and well, it might be positioned a little differently. So that was my big problem for a while there. It was getting the right routing to my headsets. And fortunately, I have not had any separation of the metal plate from the plastic sides, which some have had. They said that pressing it down a little bit seemed to corrected the problem. because it does get a little hot after extended use on the back. And I think they're going to correct the things of the user interface for the streamers, gamers first, and then they're going to address probably some bit rate, recording rate levels for the musicians. I think it's like 48K max at the moment. And they need at least 90 some for recording music. So there's still a way to go. And this one guy, he was totally upset with the routing scheme they have set up right now. What I did notice on his, when he would deselect some things, there wasn't a red X. When I went to routing, and everything had a red X on it. So I did try it, and so I just clicked the microphone and the main USB port that I have running to the computer and running into Audacity of digital audio workstation where I do the recording and editing. Oh, let's check my mic levels again. Oh, it seems to be running a little hot. So let me go back, stop this, and go back and adjust that. I think what I'm going to do now is warp drive this episode of Infotainment to the interwebs after some editing. And just to let you know, you can leave a tip in the tip jar at infotainmentpodcast.com with an S on the podcast. And you can leave a story or comment at my Google Voice number voicemail. And that phone number is 605-496-9747. And check out my infotainment podcast under the entertainment area. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. And that's about it for that. And I would like to say, I hope that everyone who listens to this has a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Evacuation order acknowledged.
Keep it real, homies.